not because we are experienced, but because it is a permanent drama. Every generation lives through the experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim. In other words, Yetzias Mitzrayim is the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, is the story of Jewish destiny throughout the centuries and millennia. You want to know the Jew? Read the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. You want to know what happened to the Jew yesterday? Yetzias Mitzrayim. Today, Yetzias Mitzrayim. What will happen tomorrow? Yetzias Mitzrayim. Of course, one has to use his intellect to understand the story well. And that's why the story is not just reading. The story, Sipurit Yisrael, means study in depth. It's a problem of Masero, passing on, because it is the eternal story of an eternal people. And you know our minute that when it comes to Yisham Dol Aviseinu, when you cover the matzah, when you pick up the course, when you say, Vishom de la Veseinu Velonu, Shrechot Bulvat, Oma de Veinu Chaleseinu. Why? What's the idea? Covering the matzah because you pick up the course. Whenever you pick up a cup of wine, you cover the bread on the table. That's understandable. But why pick up the cup of wine? It's just a minute, of course. Wow! Why is it necessary? Because the cup in biblical lingo has the connotation of destiny. My cup is overflowing. It means my destiny is overflowing, fulfilled. Because Yeshua says so, and that is, we want to proclaim that the story which are going to narrate through the medium of recital, of reciting and interpreting Parshas Rami Davidovich, we just say it before we start, say O Madma Bikish Lobana Rami, is not the destiny, is not the story of the past. It is the story of our eternal destiny. Okay, these, I mean, those three aspects don't belong to the pilgrim. They are typical of the Agode Pesach night. So how many aspects did we cover? Seven. All right, enumerate them. Enumerate. Just run. First is clear. Next. Rimon. Next. Three. Next. Church of God. Four. Today is five. Shevach. Just a minute. No, we are. No, just now, John, you made a mistake. Clear? One. Limut two, just now, don't confuse me. Limut two. Masero three. No, Sudo. It's four, and Sudo is five, and the eternal book of our destiny. Shira 6, this is 7. So now we are speaking about 8. Right. The 8th aspect is a very strange one. I never told it anybody. My secret until tonight. That's being my secret. I want you, I mean, the listeners here, not to misinterpret me, and not to draw conclusions which are wrong. And at least to have patience with me until I'll finish explaining this aspect. All right, you're very curious now. So I hope you won't fall asleep. The Mishnah says, the Derech Parshas Arami Elidovi, and he interprets the section of Arami Elidovi, until he concludes the whole parsha. In fact, we don't recite the whole parsha, not at all, from beginning to the last word. We omit the last one and a half sentence. a sentence and a half which is omitted, you don't say. Where do you start? Where do we start? As far as the recital of the parsha Aramei Vedori is concerned, where do you start? What is the last sentence? No? Who knows what God by heart? וישמע השם אלוהינו וירש אלינו ושמאלנו וזלחתנו ויקים השם מצרים להיות חזוק ומזרעי נטויו ובמאיר הגודל ובאיסיס ובמאיסים והירו יסתם ובאיסיס ובמאיסים דברכה להיות חזוק השתיים ובאיסיס שתיים ובאיסיס שתיים אינו יסבקש הרי ויקש בורך על המצרים ובמצרים ואילוהים גם צפדיה רב יודו ינאיתם במסימונים וצח חדש ואחת קורא וזה הוא יסי רבי סגור עם המנהים מהתאים אשר מה קומה קשים איך לשבור במצרים אשר של חומש מהקץ שואל מה so he stopped באיסס ובמצ when you read the parsha Aramei Vedori in חומש the way it's recorded for חומש and the way the pilgrim used to recite in Beis Hamidrash of all we used to add a 1.5 passage by the Einu al Amokim Hazeh ויתן לו מסורץ הזייס, ארץ זו והסחול ומודבוש, ואתו הנה וייסי אסרי שספרי אדומו אשר נסעתו ליד השם. As a matter of fact, if you look up the ספרי, you'll find midrashic interpretations of the last פסוק as well. Very strange. ויבאנו למוק מזה יוכל לארץ ישראל, חמודלן לו ויתן לו מסורץ הזייס, ולומר מוק עם זה, זהו בית הבחירות. It refers to the search. We need 1.5 פסוק. ויראינו לעמוק עם הזה, ויתנו לו מסורץ הזה, שרזו וסחול ומדבוש, ויעתו הנה ויסי אשרי שספרי אדום השסתו ליד השם. There is no doubt in the Mishnah and the Rambam confirming that the pilgrim who brought the Bikurim used to say everything, including the sentence and a half, no doubt about it. ואתו הנה ויסי אשרי שספרי האדום אשר נסעתו ליד השם. It's very simple. Of course, we could not recite the last part of the verse. ואתו הנה ויסי אשרי שספרי האדום אשר נסעתו ליד השם. It does not apply to the God of Pesach. However, we could say the first part of the verse, by the Einu, ויבאנו על המוקים הזה לא תסכו ויתן לו מסורת הזה ארץ זו והסחולו בדבוש very important statement and gives thanks to the Almighty for be as orex for the inheritance of the land we don't do it question is why it's a tough question why it is tough because no one asked this question. Well, now let me hear suggestions from the audience. I've never spoke about it, you can't quote me. Yes, what do you want to say? Let me give you two answers. One answer will be explosive. It will blow up the hole. The second answer is the truth. But there is a lack of truth to the first answer to. There are two answers to this question. Answer number one. And please listen carefully. Were we to mention the verse of Bias Oretz, Vaiveinu ala mokim hazeh, Vayiten lones oretz hazeh is a result of Chol of Dvosh, in the section of Arami Eile Dovi at the Seder table, Pesach night, we would give the impression as if the Vaveisi Eisom Elo Oretz Asher Nososes Yodi Loses Lavrom Yitzhak Yaakov. Where is that possible? Vaveisi Eisom Elo Oretz Asher Nososes Yodi Lavrom Yitzhak Yaakov Loses Lohem. Where is it? In Vaero. within what context was this pasuk? This pasuk, in what context does this pasuk appear? The Dalet L'Sheni Shogula. Let me read it. V'etzeisi eschem mitachasim v'smitzrayim, v'itzalti eschem ha'vidoson, v'goalti eschem b'zrei ha'netuyo, u'bishpotim g'delim, v'lokachti eschem l'ilom, v'yisi lachem l'aleki. Those v'etzeisi, v'itzalti, v'goalti, v'lokachti. Constitute what? Every word knows that. So many drushes in other words. The Abba L'Sheni Shogula, the four idioms, or the four, let's just say, expressions, or media of Gula, of redemption, of freedom. However, in the next verse, the Almighty continues and says, V'aveisi etchem, el-oretz asher nesosi es yodi, l'osisei sol avron l'yitzchok u'leyake. The question is a Zionist question. Shall we count the Vaveisi as a fifth idiom of Gevura, or should we ignore the Vaveisi? The Vaveisi is not the fifth idiom of Gevura. Don't defend any causes now. Not defend any. I don't need any defense. Yeah. This is the question. Of course, there is an opinion by the Ram, we don't know exactly. That if he's thirsty, he may drink a fifth course, a fifth cup of wine, and recite over this cup Hallel Agodo. So apparently the Rambam had the number five was not sure about number five. Does it belong to the table of freedoms, of four freedoms? So then we have not four freedoms, but five freedoms. Or doesn't it belong? Since we all drink four cases, no one drinks five cases, I don't know, perhaps a young could choose, I don't know. But I saw great Jews drink just four cases, so it means that the conclusion is that Vaveisi does not belong into the table of the four freedoms. Because if it had belonged into that table, it had been a part of that table of four freedoms, then there would have been not Arba cases, but Chomish cases. The expression Arba cases, everybody knows. Chomish cases, no one heard. Did you hear of Chomish cases? I didn't. Even though somebody wrote a book on it. Why do you have to mention names? This would have been decided. Is Vaveisi, does Vaveisi belong to the table of freedoms, or doesn't it belong? Would have been decided by what? By the way we recite Aram Eledovi. If we had recited Aram Eledovi in full, including the pasuk by Yaveinu El Oret El Amokim Azeh Litinlon Vayitinlon Es Oret Azeh Seratzcholov Edvosh, had it been recited by Jews throughout the world on the first night of Pesach, then Vaveisi in Be'ero would have joined before L'Sheni Shogula, before Egypt of Gula. But since the Vaveinu L'Amokim Azeh V'Yitlon Es Oret Azeh was left out, was omitted, that the omission has actually, eliminated the Vaveisi Eschem from the table of freedoms, and we retained four instead of five freedoms, correct? Why was it omitted? Question. Why was it omitted? The Torah Chazal was omitted. Why was it omitted? And why actually the table consists of four and not of five? What do you say? Just a moment, no, nothing to do with it. Why was it omitted? No. Tradition knows four aspects of Gula, correct? Four dimensions of Gula. Not five. The Vaveisi is not counted. There are two reasons, and both reasons are true. The Vavesi is not counted since the grant of the land was not due to the new promise made to Moshe. Vavesi v'itzalti v'itesi v'itzalti v'goalti v'lokachti represent four freedoms which were announced to Moses for the first time. No one else prior to Moses has ever heard of that promise. V'itzesi v'itzalti v'goalti v'lokachti, the four great principles of freedom. Vavesi was not announced, Moses was not the first one to whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu has addressed the Vavesi. Eison el Oretz Hashem Esof Es Yori. The Almighty himself stresses the fact that he promised the land to the patriarch. Hashem Esof Es Yori L'Avrom Yitzchok V'Yakev L'Ot Eshkohen. He included the Vavesi in the message of redemption which was revealed to Moshe. However, a Vavesi per se belongs into the covenant of the patriarchs, not into the Mosaic covenant which was concluded in Mitzrayim. The Vavesi is a part of the patriarchic covenant which was reached with Abraham, Yitzchak and Jacob, of course, but it was not a part of the covenant of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The covenant of Yetzias Mitzrayim consisted of four freedoms. Namely, V'itzesi, V'itzalti, V'goalti, V'lokachti, not a fight. The Vavesi was addressed for the first time to Avraham Avinu, but not to Moshe. Moreover, why not? Moreover, the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim was not the entry into Eretz Israel, not at all. The purpose which the Almighty pursued by taking the people out of Egypt and setting them free is not the entry into Eretz, into Canaan. Even though the latter was the destination where the people who were heading after they departed from Mitzrayim. V'aleshem yeini Mitzrayim el eretz zovas v'aknani aprizi eretz zovas chol v'dvosh. Yes, it was the destination, but not the destiny. There is a difference between destination and destiny. Between destination the difference between destination and destiny, between destination and purpose and goal. If I travel from Boston to New York, my destination is Boston, is New York. But my goal in traveling is not New York, but something else. I don't know what. I don't know. The destination, certainly, was Eretz Yisroel. V'aleshem me'oni Mitzrayim el Eretz Aknani Achivi V'Aivusi V'Aprizi V'Agirgoshi Eretz Zovas Chol V'Dvosh. Wow! I'll bring them, yes! But this was not the purpose. What was the purpose? After the Galti, what comes after the Galti? V'lokachtem, Mamed Arsina, Martin Pere, the formation of a new community, of a Mamdeches Kiyan in the Gay College, of a kingdom of priests in the holy nation, of Matan Tere, who once the Avolokachti was realized, so Yetzias Mitzrayim is justified and warranted. The Almighty said to Moshe, V'zelech ho'eis, ki onech ishvach ticho, v'tzia be'etzi acho eshom mi Mitzrayim, Tavdunes Elokim, Alohor Hazeh. What does he tell him? Moshe complained that he is not a man who fits to be the representative of the people in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, vis-à-vis the Mitzrim, Pharaoh. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him the following: Moshe, I selected you because the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim is not economic political freedom, the attainment of economic political freedom. Had I wanted to grant political economic freedom to the people, I would have chosen somebody else's leader. You are not qualified for that. However, the ultimate end of Yetzias Mitzrayim is the transformation, is the formation of HaMamlech HaShkeini, the Gay Kodesh, a people of Torah, of a scholastic community where the teacher is the central person, figure. As far as the purpose of the Exodus is teaching people, teaching slaves how it is possible how a slave can become a prince or a member of HaMamlech HaShkeini of the Gay Kodesh. I don't need a diplomat, I don't need a commander-in-chief. Had I needed them, I wouldn't have chosen you. I need a great rebbe, a teacher, who should show the miracle to transform a people within 7 weeks from slaves into HaMamlech HaShkeini of the Gay Kodesh. And for that job, you are most qualified, and I want you. And this is the reason that I have selected thee, because Beitziachos on in Mitzrayim, after the people will depart from Mitzrayim, your job will not be to conquer a land, but to teach them how to worship God on that mount, means the Mount Zion. That's exactly the reason for a meeting, the last verse from Parshas Arami Ledovi, because this is not included in the covenant which HaKadosh Baruch Hu reached with Moses, and this is not the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim is Velokachti, period. They go out in the Lokachti, period. Later, I can promise you, Mason, but they say some Lorets, I shall not success your day, not because of Tzias Mitzrayim, I shall not success your day, La Avrom Yitzchak Yaakov Moses Lohem. I'll do it, but the table is limited. Four. The highest is the Lokachti. The Lokachti is the purpose, the goal, they tell us. The Vesi is outside of that. I promise, I address my promise to the patriarchs, I'll fulfill my promise. But does not belong to your table of freedom. That's why there are but cases in that Chodesh cases. Because the Vesi, by the end of the Mokim Hazeh, was admitted from Arami Ledovi, when the Vesi was taken out of the table of freedom. Let me say, Pesach is the festival of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Pesach is also the festival of Matan Torah, because you know Shavuos was appended to Pesach. It's called Atzeres, a stay over from Pesach. You know that. But Pesach is not the holiday of Matan Torah. Of BSO. It is not a festival on which we celebrate the entry in the Eretz Yisrael. Under no circumstance. Because the purpose was the Lokachti, and BSO is outside of the table of freedom. So you'll ask me, so BSO is an important event in our history. Our bond with Eretz Yisrael is strong, invisible. Not even time can defeat our loyalty to the land. So the Torah did not tell us to observe the Bias Oretz, to celebrate Bias Oretz. Yes, she did. My mother just gave the answer on Sukkot. What is the character of Sukkot? What kind of a holiday is Sukkot? For my mother, this is Meir Nebuchadnezzar. This is the holiday of Bias Oretz, of the inheritance of the land, of the entry into the land, of the conquest of the land, and of our eternal rights to the land, not prison. Let me read a quotation from my mother. I believe, my mind is right, that the four species are symbolic expression of our rejoicing that the Israelites changed the wilderness, no place of seed, or of figs, or of vines, or of pomegranate, or of water, for a land, for a country full of wood and rivers. In order to remember this, we will take the fruit which is the most pleasant of the fruit of the land. Unquote. What does my mind say? Sukkot is the Yom Tov of Bias Oretz. My mind has mentioned the mitzvahs of Bar Minyan, typical of the celebration which is associated with the land, with the producing land. I'll also mention Sukkot, which is Sukkot also. It's a Sukkot, Nisuch HaMayim. All those mitzvahs have a certain link with the land, because the mitzvahs are representative of the celebration of the holiday because of Yerush HaSorat. Pesach we observe because we see the tribe, Shavuos Matitere, Sukkot Yerush HaSorat. Hence the Vayleinu Lamokim should not be recited on Pesach. It does not belong into the table of freedoms, where you drink four cases and not five. There is another answer. Because this answer does not remove one question, does not meet the question in total. The Mishnah says, Achigena Parsha Sarami Letovi Kula. So how could the Mishnah say? I gave a reason why the last verse is not omitted. It's omitted because Sukkot is outside of the table of all freedom, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu addressed to Moses. But still the Mishnah says, Vegemer Kola Parsha Kula. He concludes the whole Parsha. I believe there is another answer. I mean, it's up to you to choose. I have no doubt that at the time during which the sanctuary stood on Mount Moriah, Bizman Shmei Samigdash Yakayom, and Yisroel al Admosom, and the people were on their land, we used to say this great love and gratitude, the last verse, Vayleinu Lamokim Azeh, Vayitem Lo Nes Oretz Azeh Yisrael Zov Aschol Ovedvot. This great enthusiasm, this great ecstasy. We felt duty-bound to thank God, not only for the Exodus, but for the entry into the Promised Land, and for the construction of the Beis HaMikdash as well. When the Mishnah said, when the Mishnah speaks, I want you to know, the Mishnah is in Arvek Sochim, speak of Pesach during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, not of our Pesach, Pesach and Golan. But Pesach in Eretz Yisrael, while the Beis HaMikdash was still on Mount Moriah. Then the Jew used to say, Arami Evedovi, from beginning to end, Vayveinu al Amokim Azeh, Vayipen lo nes Oretz Azeh, Eretz Zavaschol Ovedvah. But times have changed. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Eretz Yisrael conquered by the enemy. The Jewish people driven off the land. Chazal apparently doubted the propriety of thanksgiving on the night of Pesach for a land which lost its children and for this Amigdash in shambles and in ruin. And they, after whom, they eliminated the last one. Which one do you like better? Which one do you like better? First, amazing. I also. But you'll be in the minority. You'll be in the minority. What I'm concerned, as far as the first parrot is concerned, with regard to the first parrot, first answer, is the Mishneh Achigemia Kola Parsha Kula. It's not Kola Parsha Kula. Of course, according to the second parrot, the Mishneh is beautiful, but the Mishneh is a Kabbalah from the time of the Beit HaMikdash. Then they used to say the whole parsha. After destruction of the temple and departure of the Jews from Eretz Israel, they eliminated the last one. What? No, I mean this. No, for instance, the Mishnah says also in Bikurim. Kol ha-parsha kulo, even if it's left out the sentence v'ishtachaviso v'inachton v'yad Hashem lekecho v'ishtachaviso v'yad Hashem lekecho. Because these are the Kol ha-parsha kulo, even if it's left out the sentence v'ishtachaviso v'inachton v'yad Hashem lekecho v'ishtachaviso v'yad Hashem lekecho. Because this doesn't is out of context completely. Right? So how many do you have? How many aspects? Eight. So how are you two? I'm afraid I'm going to pay you interest. One more, I don't know. You count. So now let us redefine. What does Agoda mean? It's, after all, I mean, before you, 5 minutes of eight, if I had asked you what Agoda meant, so what would you have answered me? What would you have answered me? To read and to say droshes, huh? But now we have a new concept of Agoda. What first? What's number one? Tria. Next. Limut. Just a moment. Next. Masero. Next. Huh? Some God is four. No? Suda is five. Shira is six. It's a declaration that the God is an eternal book. It's seven. And then what? And then the goal. What is the goal? The goal of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The goal, the telos of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yeah. The destiny. So how many up to ten, how many are we missing? We have eight, two or three, we'll see. I'm closing now. The 15th night of Nisan is a night of ecstasy, as I said before, of love and gratitude. Hence, we thank God not only for the chesed he bestowed upon us in Mitzrayim. This would be a limited way of expressing gratitude to the Almighty, just for the events in Mitzrayim. The Jew on that night, while was there, is God aware and God loving him. He suddenly reminds himself of many, many acts of endless kindness which God bestowed upon him, for which he is indebted to his Maker. Everything he is, everything he has, everything he will ever have, belongs to God. God created him, God sustains him, God feeds him, God gives him whatever makes life worthwhile with him. Should he thank for that? I mean on the night of Pesach? Or should he leave out all the chassarim? Just limit his praise to the events and occurrences which transpired in Mitzrayim this every 500 years ago. Of course not. So he extends the praise from the events in Mitzrayim to current events, to himself, his own life, the life of his household. Then he says, and a part of their godliness consists in telling God nothing else, in addressing to God nothing else but a childish praise. Thank you, God, for everything. And that does the Jew in Birkas HaMozin. I told you there is in Birkas HaMozin the part of Sikur Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim and their godliness. How is it a part? Well, she's so much in Mitzrayim, but this is not enough to integrate, it should suffice to integrate the Tiyas Mitzrayim, Muslim into the framework of Sipo Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. No, this is not the one. Because the Sipo Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, the Hallel, the Shevach, is extended. The Tuvi Agodel, Tomi Grechos Alonu, Val Yechs Alonu, Mozen, Reilam Goyen. Is Hallel not for events in Mitzrayim, but for current events. And there is another, this is the ninth aspect. Because until now we spoke about Hallel and Shire and praise and glorification for the events in Mitzrayim, not for other events as well. But there is another problem. And why thank God exclusively for ourselves? Why not express gratitude for everybody? For mankind as a whole? And why only for mankind as a whole? Why not acknowledge our indebtedness for God's kindness, not only toward man, but toward every flesh? Every plant. Why not thank God for the flowering bush in the backyard, for the flying seagull over the water on the beach? The Shira Chadosha does it, embraces everybody, everything. Thanks on behalf of the universe. Uneisin lechem lechol basa, ki le'ilam chaste. Whole world is saturated with his chesed, hazone sakir, man, animal, seagull, the bush in my backyard, and the flowers in spring. And finally, this is, which aspect is it? Ninth. And finally, the Shiro Chadosho reaches out beyond the present into the future. I mean, we are used to the idea that you thank God for something he did to you already, for help he extended to you, for sustenance he already gave you, for life he already granted you. Why? I have faith in him. He'll grant me many more years. He'll give me health. He'll make possible for me to accomplish things of which I dreamt of. For so long, and why not thank him, not only for the things he gave us, but for the things we are sure he is going to give to us in the future. And the Jew has this funny concept of future. What is future? Near is the future. What is the future? Tomorrow, no Achris Hayomim. What is Achris Hayomim? The end of time. Is it tomorrow morning, next day, next week, next month? All it is at the end of times, in distant future. According to Yahadus, all that depends upon man. We can accelerate the march of the future, the march of the eschatological era, we can slow down the march. And Pesach night, the Jew only, it's once a year, says, Hallel, and sings the hymn of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for events which haven't taken place yet, for events which we have faith in him, and will transpire, and for the realization of the great hope, Abaye Mahu, he had Shona Chodesh Ve'er, Nishmas Kol Chai Tevarek, Meshim Chodesh Ve'er.